You're listening to Season 6 of MGIF, a video game podcast where you listen to me walking around mostly London, having fun, silly chats with people who are involved with or have an interest in video games in one way or another. If, by chance, this gets you thinking about video game culture and its wider place in society, that is not my fault. Episode 5 is a bit of a departure from the usual because I journeyed up to Scotland. So this is the official Glesgames Scotland pod. You'll get the sounds of me travelling to Scotland and staying with a friend in Edinburgh before making my way over to the Drygate Brewery in Glasgow for the Two Good Boys podcast opening for Glesgames. Now, if you don't know, the Two Good Boys podcast is an occasional and very off-topic podcast about, well, in their own words, nothing in particular. It's headed up by Barry Topping and Guy Woodward, who are two quality members of what I like to call the Scottish Games contingent. It's a really funny, casual and unplanned chat, which often goes really dark, exploring the worst bits of the internet. And it's gathered a hell of a following over the years, so it's a full house for the boys. You'll hear me catch up with them after their live podcast to chat shite with them, as well as having a chat with one of their regular guests, filmmaker, streamer and all-round lovable lad Richie Morgan, who I intend to feature in a future episode of MGIF. After that, it's time to plug the big boy microphones in and have a good old chat, firstly with the lovely Gavin Spence, illustrator, podcaster and YouTuber legend in his own right. Check out Transformers Done Quick, aka TRDQ on YouTube. Then it's on to the man himself, Simon Marshall, organizer of Glesgames, to chat about the show itself, why it sells out an hour after tickets go live, and why you should not miss your chance to come to the next one. After that, I ended the night with a chat with the absolutely wonderful Scott White of BitSocket, a podcast which sadly closed its doors last year, where we mainly talk about the reboot of Gladiators for some reason, along with some computer games, of course. Thanks to everyone who chatted on the mic for me. This is a bit of a long one with lots more ambient sound than usual because I really wanted to get that feeling of the journey into this one. This is meant to be a sort of audio experience where you can come with me on a trip up to Scotland, get involved in Glesgames, get a feel for that atmosphere and what it's like to be there. So please join me for a trip to see Two Good Boys, Glesgames, and all the other magical people you can meet in the Scottish games scene. My thanks again to everyone you hear in this episode. In order, Gavin Spence, Richie Morgan, Guy Woodward, Gavin Spence again, Simon Marshall, and Scott White. So I'm just getting ready to leave my house and go to, first to Edinburgh, where I'm staying with a friend who's very kindly put me up, and then take a train, another small train, on Saturday to Glasgow, where we're going to attend Glesgames. It's the sound of a middle-aged man putting his shoes on. There we go. Oh, God. Now, I don't really know what this is going to be yet. What I wanted to do was document this journey because, you know, that's sort of what this podcast does, isn't it? The sound of me travelling about, meeting people and doing stuff with games. Now, Glesgames, if you don't know, is a really lovely thing put on every year, apart from COVID, where you basically get a bunch of us. Simon Marshall is the guy, and we. I've got nothing to do with the organisation of it. But we, as fans of Glesgames, we all gather and we play computer games. But really, it's about friends meeting up. There were little tournaments and that sort of thing, but I've not actually been for 7 years. Because that was when the youngest was born. So just not like, you know, God, and a lot went on. So getting back up to Scotland is quite a feat, really. But I love the people up there, and I really, really, really do. They're really nice. All the Scottish Games contingent, as I like to call them, they're just lovely. And I really would like to see more of them because I'm very fond of them. So here's my 7 year annual, septannual viewing of them, with those lovely boys, girls and non-binary pals up in Scotland. it's a really cool little setup. And 7 years ago, I did a Vice article on it where I took photos and this kind of thing. Let me check the time. Don't want to be late. And did an article and stuff, and it was really nice. So I want to do something like that again, you know? I don't want to lock myself out before I've got my stuff. That would be disastrous. So I'm just putting my stuff away, putting stuff in the bin. Trying to not leave too much for my partner to do when she gets home because I'm away. Oh no, the bin is still uncollected, so we're going to leave the bin there. But you know, don't want to have too much to do. Because that would be unkind, wouldn't it? But I think I've got everything. You can never quite be sure. So I'm going to get a bus and then get a train, get the Elizabeth Line, and then get the big train. I forgot to get a book. Oh my God. You can see my shit brain failing to work in real time. You can hear it, I mean. I was going to get a book. Don't know if I've got time. Time to find the one that I started reading ages ago. Oh, I found it. Right, I have a book. Hooyah! Otherwise I would have been on the train for 4 hours with basically nothing to do. That would be bad. Let's try again, shall we? I've got everything now. Now let's get out of here.
Egg mayonnaise sandwich to go. That's fine, thank you.
King's Cross relatively unscathed.
some of you will remember as the location, the meeting point of the episode with Log John Blythe. I'm walking past the very steps where me and Log sat down and had a wrap from M&S. A horrible, creamy wrap. It's an M&S sponsorship out the window. The rain has subsided and it is now just blowing a gale and buffeting my extremely shite hair all over the place. I'm going into King's Cross now and I'm a little bit early, so I'm just going to sit down, soak up the vibes. That's me into Edinburgh Waverley. Oh, quite long, 4 hours 20 or something, but it didn't feel too bad. I thought it'd be horrible, but just got into me book and it was all right, really. Feeling a little bit dazed as you come out into the light and sound. Just long enough to feel like you're in a room and forget that you're moving extremely quickly across the country. But here we are, and tomorrow it's time for Glez Games and others. Stay tuned. It's dictating. Hello, Mark.
Hello.
We're in Edinburgh. Thanks. Right, I have left Mark's flat later than I intended to because organisation is not my strong point. And getting sidetracked, if you've heard this podcast before, you know what that's about. And we're going to go out there now, into the wide world, get the train over to Glasgow. Oh, it's gorgeous. Oh, that blinding low winter sun is hitting me square in the eyes. It's just turning noon. You might be able to hear the bird song. Beautiful architecture around here. I forget how nice it is in Edinburgh. Not been for a long time. This bright winter sun's bouncing off the cobblestones of the street. It makes quite a reflective surface. Squinting a bit as I walk up. Right, I need to save my breath to get up this massive hill. So, speech in a minute. Onwards to Glez Games.
You're a big puppy.
Because Charlotte's gone, you've got a little handle, and she went, your handle's big, and I went, oh, mine.
Last one now. Twice.
Right, crossing the road now towards Drygate Brewery to get into Glez Games. I think the Two Good Boys podcast should have just started. I'm going to go up. Technically, I don't have a ticket. My face is my ticket, mate. We'll see how we get on. We're upstairs. Right. Up we go. And to meet Simon. Oh, amazing.
We're here at Two Good Boys, Mecha Gamezilla.
As the creator of Two Good Boys, Joe, has that been brought up on the podcast itself?
I thought it was
good. All right, I'm going to tell you.
It's good.
We actually delete the Wikipedia because
we keep it in the
name. I will do a little sneer on the back.
Two Good Boys Wiki. Which is, I'm trying to get a job at that. It's going to be
good. Awesome.
No, I'm
not filming this way,
are
they?
If
I sneak on there.
Yeah. My voice
put me shit away
first. Get your t-shirt off as well, I know.
Right. Fire your jacket up there.
Whatever. Lovely. Cheers, dude.
I'll
get in front of the
crowd. I can see you. Well, yeah, we have to get through some questions here, so let me set a timer because
kind of
I don't want to be like, you know. The way that Two Good Boys works is we record.
Hold it in. Sorry again, is that a fan? I didn't get any of that. Sorry.
When someone comes up to you, the first thing you have to do, Gary, is remember their name and use it a lot. It's a trick that psychopaths use.
Yes, and big directors and big.
Yeah.
The old.
Yeah, you're looking really good actually since I last saw you.
Thank you very much.
Have you improved your appearance? Gary?
I mean, that's subjective, but I've had a go.
Yeah, I think it's worked out because.
You can show a t-shirt.
We've all noticed it.
Thank you, good. I was hoping you had all noticed it.
Like a t-shirt, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was it's always nice. I also got a little badge off a guy.
Well, what's that?
Who said that he liked my stuff, and I was like, it's just a little fox or something.
I quite like that.
Yeah, it's not bad,
a little
eh?
Space Invader fox hybrid.
Yeah.
Was that lad just then?
No, it was someone else. It was someone else.
Another fan, another second.
Just another fan.
The second fan.
I managed to kick that and stayed upright.
Oh.
It did still spill.
Which to me is.
Ooh.
Yeah, I better go and help.
Yeah, I'm going to get in the atmosphere. Please can carry on as you are. Oh shit!
That was going to be a speech.
You are, yeah, yeah. It did sound like it. Ah. Bon, ba, don, bon.
A new year.
So, Simon, what?
Oh, Pepe,
it's a little doggy.
Well, he didn't help
us. I see him shaking his head. No, I'm not.
He did well.
Neither did I, but still, look, I'm helping out now.
Right, what's next, Simon? You're clearing up chairs, mate.
Yes.
Ready for Glasgow Games.
That's it.
You've got to get them all out. Are we getting the central area filled with...
The retro area.
Consoles from all...
Getting the CRTs out, getting the GameCubes out.
Oh, mate.
You name it.
I can't wait.
Yes, please. Yes. People are stealing them. Yes, please. I use some of the ones for the other side, like them. So it should be like 12 in total for the three setups.
The sounds of chairs being cleared away. Ready for phase two after the Two Good Boys podcast. We've got Donkey Kong Kongers. We got setups with four Xbox controllers here. What's going to be on here? I'm not going to look around. Fusion Frenzy, Gang Beasts, Guilty Gear Strive, Overcooked 2, Rocket League, Space Land from the Far, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, I need to burp. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Shredder's Revenge. Totally reliable delivery service. That is but one station here at the old Glez Games. We got PS4s, we got Series S's, we got the works. Richie!
Hey!
Hello. Give me a hug. Recorded hug.
Oh, you're recording.
Well, it goes all muffled when you hug, it's nice.
Oh, I see. Yeah, so everyone hears it. Like when you're wearing lav mics.
Yeah. And the scraping. You like that, don't you? It's good to see you.
Yeah, you too.
So you made it to the...
Oh man, that was...
Two Good Boys
appearance,
mate.
Why did it have to be right at the end as well? It was like... Just spent the entire podcast...
You'd rather go straight on.
Yeah.
It was fine. It was good.
You'd rather get out there and be like, get yeah. it done. But then the crowd are warm, innit? So then you're all right.
That's true. That's true.
The advantage.
So get all the good people
there
for us.
That's
how are you doing?
I'm good. I'm here. I'm just recording everything. The idea
so what's
is
this for?
You may have heard of the MGIF podcast.
Yes, I have, yes.
It's for that, mate.
Oh.
What I want to do is make an excuse to come up here. It's not been here.
Right, okay.
You know, it's been 7 years.
Yeah, I was going to say
it's
that's been a while.
Mad.
I remember seeing.
I take my friend's backpack off because I borrowed it, and it's just too small on my back, and it feels.
Oh,
weird.
I see.
Yeah.
Yes. So what's the angle here? You're not making games here. Nobody's making games.
No, that's why it's changed to
They're
MGIF. You see, I rebranded.
Oh, I see.
I've rebadged it.
Like ASOS.
Like ASOS, exactly.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
ASOS, yeah. And I thought, so usually I have a guest that we wander about, and then I sit down and plug in my little two SM58s and that. And that
oh, wow.
Right there, boy.
Wow.
Stick them in, and you can literally podcast anywhere, and it's really great. And it sounds great.
Yeah, so
that's
have you collect...
cardioid, you see, and what that means, Richie.
Oh, my God, I've gone right back to college.
Have I what?
Have you got much material?
No.
I mean, you must have some if you've been recording constantly. Have you been recording constantly?
No, come on.
Like a four-hour train
Yeah,
journey.
I want to get through it. Yeah. It's me silently reading for like, the occasional... It's very
just
fucking
the specialist. The hen party at the next table.
Yeah, a bit of that. I've seen at least two.
Yeah.
I did. What I want is a little soundscape, Richie.
Uh-huh.
With little mini chats in between.
Okay.
And it's like they've come on a journey and they've been here.
Oh, right.
You know what I mean?
Come to Glasgow.
You couldn't sign this.
No, you know, no. Oh yeah, right.
Cool, yeah,
mate. But also, you were bootlegging the podcast.
Yeah,
you're going to get it out before Barry gets it out.
It'll be out this evening.
Out
fucking bootleg copies. I'm going to sell them at the outside.
That phenomenon. Do you remember that? Like when you used to go and see a gig, and there would always be an English guy outside for a gig for you. But for us, it was always
there was
a couple of English guys outside going, "Any tickets? Buy or sell tickets?" Like that's how scalpers always sounded like. For some reason, they always had that accent.
Do like your English?
Selling their
like your English accent, and I love Gav's.
Oh, Gav's good.
It's English radio.
Have you heard Gav's impression of me?
No.
It's fucking, I mean, it sounds nothing like me, but it's funny.
that's what an impression is,
yeah,
caricature.
Yeah. But
fucking because you made me do that fucking that tweet you put out of you going doing a English podcast.
Oh yeah,
that's stupid. The funniest
I'm
thing
sorry.
About that was no,
I'm
it's funny.
Sorry.
Funniest thing about that was you, the fact that you were pissing off your partner with it.
Yeah.
That's so I really appreciated the. You just going, what's your favourite computer game?
what's your favourite platformer? No, can you imagine trying to construct a biography through using all your old Facebook updates?
Oh,
like, that'd be a good.
That'd be quite good.
It was just, and at the
just
age of
posts.
At the age of 19, he had a really terrible opinion about a new episode of
really problematic view on, yeah. That's why
and
I'm
we
really
can track
glad.
Here when he stopped being really sexist.
In a fucking graph.
Yeah, yeah.
Sexism, like, levels. Isn't it?
Yeah,
just,
yeah.
Oh, there we go, dropped to zero.
And he's...
But do we ever truly drop to zero, Richie?
Well, this is it. Not unless we are constantly
that.
Re-evaluating
which,
ourselves.
Which we should.
I mean, I don't want to sound like I'm taking the piss here, because we should be constantly reevaluating.
Yeah, we should. how have you improved yourself today, Richie Morgan?
I agreed to do a live podcast when I really was. It terrified me.
To.
Do you know, it's funny,
do
actually.
Do you get nervous at these things? Like,
yes. Massively. Yeah. I get nervous doing podcasts in the house. Like, I didn't even. At least in the house, you know, they're edited later, and there's no control.
Well, you're a backup behind the camera sort of person like me, aren't you? Most
Yeah.
It's good to get to see. It's important. Do you not think? I don't actually care about the answer to this question. But
okay.
Ask it anyway. Do you not think
uh-huh.
it's sometimes useful to get in front so you can understand what
no.
the subject? No, me neither.
No.
But we say that, don't we?
I mean, I do try, like, you know, I have done it a couple of times, but I just. I think if you do any sort of editing in any way, it's harder to get in front of the camera because
you
just start... Yeah, I think because I think you start thinking about it I think the biggest failing for anyone in front of the camera is always when they try to write a script in their head and then just do it.
Right.
And then they just start, they stumble because their brain isn't meant to. No. You're not meant to talk like that. So
unless you're literally an actor and that's your job, you can't really do that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But also, do you not? I might be talking shite. Does it not give you comfort? You know that it's going to be edited later. I'm just trying to suppress a belcher. He's at 41.
Are you going to be comforted that this is going to be edited later?
Yeah. No, I'm keeping the belches in. That's what I do. Well, do you know what I mean? You think, well, it doesn't matter if something is, if I say something fucking stupid, because hopefully.
Yeah, no, of course. Of course. It's just about how annoying it is for the people in the other people in the room, which is obviously something I think about constantly. What's everyone else? How annoyed is everyone else in the room at me right now? At all times. I'm currently like, how annoyed is Gary at me actually
constant,
right now?
Constant fucking anxiety. It's like, yeah, 100%. I'm thinking the same thing, so it's good.
But the podcast thing was... Yeah. It just sort of happened. I think it was a nice thing. I had all these things in my head. I was like, I'm going to do this, and I'll maybe come up with that story and think about that. Yeah. None of it happened because it was just
once
like,
you get on there, you get the wide eyes.
It wasn't my podcast either. Like, it was just, you know, Barry's good at the, you know.
You want to come on and be entertaining, but you don't want to like take over.
I just hope that I can, you know, don't look like an idiot and have something interesting to say. And then, of course, you just pull out the old block in the toilet chat, and everyone's like, ah, Richie shits.
I remember now he shit. That's funny.
Imagine shitting. That's hilarious, isn't it?
This guy does it.
But then you stream. So do you get nervous when you stream? Because you did a lot of streaming once upon a time. You should bring it back, man.
No, I will. I moved into a place that's got a bit of space for it now, so I just need to get it set up. But streaming makes me nervous. But I think streamer brain like is always that thing. It's like the thing I guess that always makes streaming a bit. What's the word? I guess what thing that makes me a bit less sure of what's going on is because I can't spend any time in menus or reading tutorials because I feel like everyone's you feel that like as soon as you pause for a second you're like I'm not doing anything everyone's bored
I get that as well. I think as soon as I'm changing a setting everyone's going fuck's sake
yeah
like the fucking leaving in droves.
I know this is not what they came here to see, as if it's like they paid for tickets and they're all
but, what you mean.
I get nervous doing that as well because it's just this constant.
You'll be happy to know I've done I was streaming Little Big Adventure 2. Right, do you remember that?
Little Big Adventure.
Adeline, Little Big Adventure. never
I was like,
crossed
big
your path when you were a kid.
I don't. It's Little like, Big Adventure.
It was like a weird 90s fixed perspective 3D action thing, right? French, but they did like a localization of it.
Yeah,
search it up. Google it. As my daughter says, search it up. She's 12 now, she's very cool. So I try and copy her. I say, search it up, and I've been watching One Piece because she watches it, so we watch it together.
That's very sweet.
We're about a tenth in episode like 150.
Well, wait a minute. No, I know the cover.
Yeah. And then Little Big Adventure 2 is what I was playing.
Sorry.
Please do.
Yeah, we'll move.
But, and I went into fucking big head mode twice and forgot I was doing full screen.
Oh, my God. And I thought, every time I do it, everyone loves it. And it's like you'd think that I was doing it on purpose, but I don't.
No, the same. I was like, isn't it really not doing it on purpose? Yeah. Okay, now. So, Richie, are you around for the day?
I'm not.
You're not because... Because this guy's a fucking big... supposed to be doing an episode on the podcast. Well, I say supposed to be. I very politely asked him once.
Yeah, tell you what, I'll do one with you. So if you do them online, I'll do one.
Yeah. I never
online.
Do.
Online? Online. Are you online?
I'm on free surf. So, oh, God, there's that. Tingles. There's that ASMR again. I love it. Right down my neck. I might do the online episode just for you so we can do it.
But you never do them over Zoom?
No. Because it's about the sound of the arena. Barry, I've been joined by Derek Barry Topping.
Oh, you're recording?
I am, yes.
Oh, nice.
Recording Richie. I'm just going to follow him around.
Good to see you, man. It's been a wee while.
Yeah,
you too.
Yeah.
Give us a cuddle.
Oh, recording cuddle.
It's a burn-in version of Well.
Hello, and this guy with friend.
Oh, good to see you.
Yeah, I made it just at 2 o'clock and you just started. I was like, yes.
So you're not
stood at the
back
like a fucking presence.
You had a good time?
But if you see me,
it's like Gary, dude.
It's just like shadows.
It's like a terrifying,
terrifying shadows.
Absolutely.
Do you enjoy it?
Aye. Like, I was joking with Barry, like, as soon as the back end there, I was just like, let's go back on, like, another 3 hours, man.
You're coming out like fucking Goldberg,
like,
at the start.
Aye, it was almost like, I've got the feel for it now, let's...
Yeah.
It's good.
It's a skill in itself as well, because you want to be like...
The relief is just...
Oh, it's good, man.
You want to be as casually paced as you are on the pod in itself, but... In the back of your head, you're like,
I was shining every time he took his over. It's like, no, fuck, he's going to get a stalked shot.
Yeah, when he's looking at his watch.
Are you heading,
Richie did his bit.
Richie's
away, getting some cuddles.
Something really good. It's a live concert from a really good band.
Okay.
In the 90s.
Richie, good to see you briefly.
Tell you what, we'll see you again.
I'm gonna break my rule and we'll do an online. Online.
Them in person.
On free serve.
Going online.
CompuServe.
Let's take this online.
Let's take it online, actually. I like...
I don't know what I'm saying. I'm still, like, jitters from...
I feel great, man. I think it's all the...
It's like coming off a roller coaster, isn't it?
Aye. It's like, I did it.
Yeah.
I fucking
yeah,
did
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
You both did really well as
yeah,
well.
Yeah,
like,
did.
The fact that you could just keep...
Yeah.
Because, I mean, my number one fear is, like, running out of stuff to say and then I'll overthink it and then, like... But you just, you know...
But it's like anything. It's like when you're having a chat...
Yeah.
And normal, also, you're seeing funny,
well,
daft
this
stuff
this
and you're kind of... It's no strangers. It's
that's
people
what
you know
for as well. Yeah.
After a few minutes, I was looking at the audience. And I was like, "It's fine," because I realised I kept looking at the table, and I was like, "Look up, Richie." And it's like they're not. They're just an amorphous blob. Anyway, it was just a big shadow.
Yeah.
Because the lights are shining.
That's
in your
the
face.
Point. No one. It would be hellish if they were lit really well.
I knew that Werner Herzog thing was going to come up. Do you want to hear the clip?
So it's Richie's impression of Werner Herzog.
I don't even know what the context was.
It's from that he was interviewed on the Adam Buxton podcast, right? And
he was interviewed on it.
Yeah, yeah, he was on the Adam Buxton podcast.
I think Werner Herzog is like up for anything. Yeah.
And then he was like,
true nihilism.
I think it would be very good if you were out there doing commentary from space.
Of course, it would be marvelous.
I mean, they got William Shatner up there, for goodness sake.
Who is that?
It's so aggressive.
Who is that?
Who is that?
That's got to be weird. Adam doing it. That can't be him.
Who is that? Who is that? I like to imagine that's for somewhere hours away.
Yeah, there's another great bit in the podcast where he's talking about Adam Buxton's talking about a guy gathering up a team of like a meeting, some weird group of people. I can't remember what it was, but it was in the 70s, and he basically made a joke. He's like, "Oh, presumably to do some sort of podcast." And Werner Herzog goes, "They didn't have podcasts in the 1970s."
Oh, you didn't, Werner Herzog.
Just
who is that?
Ah, nice.
Who is
that? What a relief that none of us got the Shinzo Abe doohickey.
I was ready.
There was maybe like a very, very slight worry.
Like, see, under that tablecloth, I had clenched fists.
Just in case anyone.
I was ready to like explode upwards in a standing position. I just
becomes
like,
so hard you kind of get shot.
Fucking calisthenics. We were talking about the Billy Joel.
You know that? Have you seen that? It's like a YouTube ad. This is what a calisthenics body looks
yes.
like. And it's like the yes. AI marble statue.
Yeah. I keep getting ads for old men, and it's what exercises you can do in a chair. And I don't know why that's what they're targeting.
No.
But again, it's AI, so it's just a photo of a guy, and you can tell the way the mouth's moving.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, what kind of exercises could I do from a sitting position at my age?
The movements of it is like season one Bart Simpson. It was off in the mouth.
Weird, floaty face.
So what are the exercises?
I didn't stick around to find out.
You lean over to pick up the telly remote that you've dropped.
Oh, you bastard.
Thought you were going to say that bloke who's like, you think I eat salad all day? No, I fucking don't.
See that?
This is what I eat. I eat
and it's
pizza.
Like, aye, huge.
I fucking...
You're not going to lose weight running on a treadmill. Hiya.
Hiya.
We're just talking about calisthenics.
I continue to
bodies.
Not fucking do that.
Calisthenics. You never seen the adverts where they're like, this is what a calisthenics body looks like.
No.
And it's like, mate, you that is not all you do. Your arms did not get like that from your own body weight. It's deadly. But
he's cunting about in a kid's playground.
Aye.
You've not got
like Arnold Schwarzenegger, like, come on, mate.
It's like that. The liver king guy, he's like, I just eat liver. And it's
yeah.
Yeah, you eat liver and you inject steroids directly.
Sure, when it came out, but it was like pages and pages of like the strict roid routine that he's on, he was like,
I guess I do take them. It was basically just like a fucked
I'd love to see him at the steroid Olympics.
Hopefully. That was him with the massive sort of lion's mane beard and hair, right?
And he was
and he's always red as fuck.
No, remember there was
like
the
Rory before he died.
The video of him outside Buckingham Palace. And he was just wearing his shorts, and that was it. And they were like, "The Liver King is outside Buckingham Palace." Just like you, what the fuck is
the Liver King's
on?
Been spotted?
If you're recording this, get fucking Gangrel on Cameo to do a bit for it.
Yes,
it's cheap. How much? Like £20 in Gangrel will do a bit on Cameo.
He's great. He's great. Andy Hamilton had his intro for his stream. I had Gangrel on for a bit.
He
did not half-ass it.
He went full in.
That's amazing.
I stuck it
to go.
Are you heading, man?
Thank you, Richard. Goodbye.
Good to see you.
Enjoy work.
I think we're kind of all packed up, so I'm going to grab.
Good.
You go eat your stuff.
You've done it now, man.
Aye. But now I feel like I want to run away. I would say no, but I know I would. Because, like, I could have said no to this.
Yeah.
I mean, I could have been like, Barry, I am fucking not. Like, I, you know? Like, you know, you see when Richie was saying, I could have said no.
Yeah.
I could have really said no.
Well, he was dead nervous.
I could have put my fucking foot down and been like, I know that when we walked on and it was like moving a bit and I was spilling my fucking drink on my shoes, I think. It was like my eyes had glazed over.
Yeah.
Like I couldn't see anybody,
It's fucking weird that body, your mind, the defence system, and you're just like.
It's as if it's like.
You thought you were going to be under attack.
You just
said. Like,
you just can't see right now. So
we
give it 5 minutes.
We did earnestly discuss what if you get the Shinzo Abbey. Like, there was an element of danger. And I wasn't even thinking about that.
They'd have to do the big step onto that stage.
Getting the contraption.
We would have time to see somebody doing a big step, hurting their hip.
Oh, yeah.
Telling you, man, I would have exploded up for this chair.
Give me that.
I'll do it myself.
He turned the doohickey on himself.
Are you here for the night?
Aye, man. But I think we're going to get something to eat.
Yeah.
Then short later. I'll see you later then, man.
See you in a bit. Cheers. It's two plastic glasses. You can't get the sound of it.
Shit, man. It's nothing.
That'll do. See you in a bit.
Take care, man.
Gav, I look like an idiot walking around with all this shit.
No, you don't, man. You look great.
Do I look great?
Yeah.
Is it a good look for me, all these sort of wires around my shoulder?
I think you've really levelled up your look in the last couple of years.
I need a solution. I need a practical solution for my... I mean, look at this.
I love this, though. You look like Tetsuo the Iron Man.
That's what I'm going with.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going with. Look at it. It's beautiful. It just has too much cable for any person, isn't it?
No, do you know what? I think you need a bit more. There's no... What is this on the top of the thing? I know it's
I don't need it for this bit, obviously, but it's a... What are they calling the business a dead cat?
A muff.
But don't panic. It's not really one of those. It's a windbreaker.
I mean, I didn't know that this was also a recorder. So, sorry. That's showing my ignorance. What's going on here?
You think I was just playing it?
Imagine that's not even on.
Simon's like, just, you know.
Make him feel involved.
He likes doing it. He just walks about with this.
Yeah, he likes hearing the sound of his own voice. Yeah,
it's a bit weird guy. But just pretend it's recording. Oh yes. Oh, hello, testing.
Oh, so funny.
Oh, yes, you're on BBC Radio 1, is it? Hello. Yes, well done, Gary. Yes, no, you're very important.
I'm trying to think of the name of a Radio 1 DJ, and I couldn't.
No, I couldn't. Simon Radio.
Did one of them not just die, Simon Mayo?
Did he?
Simon Mayo died recently. Yeah.
There might be some people listening to this who found it out.
Not Mayo.
You heard it here first.
Not Mayo. Just like...
not Mayo.
Life is like my preferred sandwiches now without Mayo.
Oh, I was just putting it on my sandwich. How poignant.
Yeah, this is...
All I'm really doing is trying to angle towards you doing your UK, your English radio presenter voice. Well, there's a spot for you now.
That's true. Can be like,
you can do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. You know him from Doctor Who, but we know him as Mr. Tom Baker. Welcome.
That's quite hype man. It's quite an English hype man vibe there. That's good.
That's it. Ultimately, that's what I want to do is introduce either Tom Baker or Russ Abbott.
Oh, because you've got big... You're a big Doctor Who man, aren't you?
Nowadays, I love Tom Baker, Doctor Who era, yeah.
I'm kneeling now.
Thank you.
You know what's quite strange? You're the only person here taller than me, Gav. But based on this situation, you're sat, you're doing the door,
yep,
diligently.
Your
authority is unquestioned.
Do you know, my wife was just like, she saw two people walking in without wristbands,
yeah,
and she went right up to them, and she was like, excuse me, do you have wristbands? And we're like, no, we had tickets for the event earlier. And she was like, well, you're going to have to leave. And they're like, oh, can we not have a look around? Do we need to phone security? And she was like, I'm security. You just need to leave.
Like, wow, exceptional.
I married a real fucking...
That's beautiful.
Yeah, an Amazon.
Take a leaf. Take a leaf, my friend.
I know.
Take a bloody leaf.
I know. I should really be telling, like, someone comes up to you and thrusts a microphone into your face.
Yeah, yeah. You know? I wanted to challenge you. I thought, here we go.
Oh, shit.
Straight on. I saw the panic in your eyes.
I do need to be pushed a little bit creatively.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's what good friends do, isn't it?
Yeah, well, yeah, thank you. Exactly.
They push each other creatively. Oh, thank you.
You're bloody welcome.
What do you, how do you think the event's going so far?
I think it's great. Yeah, it's been 7 years. I said before, it's been 7 years since I came back here.
It's more or less the fucking same, isn't it? They haven't really innovated in 7 years. Same games, fucking Towerfall on the big screen.
Listen, no, Towerfall, the day Towerfall goes, I'll be upset. I'll be pissed.
I am West Central Scotland's best Towerfall player.
Are you?
So, yeah, oh yeah, proven. Proven.
Let's test that a little bit later.
To prove.
Well, have you, oh really? Have you not
a thing to prove.
But I'm the beast from the south,
southeast.
I'm the mouth of Nuts Jimmy. That's Jimmy Hartmouth for south. I can't take that.
Well, is he still going?
What else runs his south?
Is he still going?
Oh God knows.
Mouth of the south.
He's either too problematic to be on TV or dead.
I think he maybe have linked himself too closely to Hulk Hogan.
Yes.
And now that's the end of him.
Rogan or Hogan? Let's play.
You stumbled into my first game, which is. I want to.
Oh,
just
that's a good game, isn't it? Who said this, Rogan or Hogan?
I'd just be like, I don't like any non-whites.
Obviously,
could be either.
There's a caveat. There's a caveat in Rogan or Hogan. Is that you have to edit out the brothers.
That's true.
Or you leave in one where Rogan said brother.
That was Hogan's problem, wasn't it? That's exactly what he wanted to do.
Very good. Very good.
But
See, look, I've assaulted you.
Yeah, yeah.
With these microphones, and you've just come back. You've shone. Yeah,
yeah. Can I just take a second to congratulate you on all your recent success?
Oh, thank you.
It's been a really good thing to see.
Can't remember what they are.
Between your shows, your content.
My content. Yes, please congratulate me.
Yeah, I'd like to officially congratulate you on that. I think you've done really well. It's very heartwarming and cute.
Is that an egg?
What you're trying to do is pretty cute.
Yeah.
I'd say that.
Can I just say, what you're trying to do is pretty cute. Hand me a BAFTA.
I think. And the award for pretty cute for what they're trying to do anyway. Shit, this is exactly what I'm talking about. Right, watch this, right? My wife has just noticed a guy with some kids walking in.
Yeah.
And she's...
Emotion. Do you know what's good about that?
She fucking gets it, man. That's who I take to bed every night. Like, she's not a tall woman, but she
has security.
An Amazon in the way that she handles herself. I do. Sorry, excuse me a second, Gary.
Please continue. This is part of the
fabric. Oh, no!
The audio fabric.
Simon screwed me over for the last time.
We're just admiring your security abilities. It's extremely good. Hey? my face is my ticket. That doesn't work. Here's a ticket right here.
That's Gary's been invited by the event.
Get the QR scanner on. Just get the QR on. It'll say.
This is what she's like all day and night.
I fucking love it. That's beautiful.
No time for anything but business.
No time for anything.
NTFABB.
No time for anything podcast. That's a good.
No time for anything podcast. Yeah.
Let's me and you.
Do you know it's a big thing these days? People doing podcasts with their wives.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Showing a bit of parting the kimono. Showing what it's like.
Parting the kimono.
Yeah. Showing what it's like.
Oh,
you know.
You said like you said it before.
Oh yeah, parting the kimono. That's
parting the
kimono. When you really want to part the show, really how the sausage is made. You want to part the kimono a little.
That's done me. I can't. I'm done. Fucking parting the kimono. Right, go. I'm going to leave you alone.
No worries. Well, thank you very much for having me on whatever this is.
Yeah. You're welcome.
I know this is.
It's a roaming podcast. It is. Welcome.
Number one podcast.
What's your name?
In the UK.
Orn.
Why are you That's here?
One. Games, of course.
Thank you.
That's a good sound.
Listen. So Gav was just being horrible about you and saying, look, they still got fucking Towerfall here. And I was like, wait, after 7 years.
That's Gav. But for you though, he's like, he's lovely
you.
In your face, but then see behind your back.
Disgusting.
He'll absolutely throw you under the bus.
Horrible boy. That's what I call him.
I mean, I love him really.
But I was going to say, the day that Tarfo isn't here,
see,
it's the day it's not close games,
I think,
right?
The reason he said that is because this is probably a few weeks ago, I was like, should we swap out Towerfall for something?
Yeah.
But it's a really old PC, so it's like, what could handle it? Heave-ho, maybe? Don't know, but...
Never, ever swap it out.
It's a like classic.
He said he's undefeated, he's proven he's the best, and that's why. He wants to retire it, then no one can challenge him. I said, what about we do it tonight? He said, no, I don't need to prove myself.
See, what is it, the best in West Central Scotland at Towerfall Ascension? Is it something like that?
Yeah,
it's something
yeah.
like that, I think he
pronounced
himself as. Like, we've ran tournaments at it before. He's never won one, but he's self-proclaimed.
Has he
so
not?
I think the only tournament he's won was a WWE 2K18, maybe, Royal Rumble. May even be earlier than that. I think it was 18. John Cena on the cover. Look it up.
He didn't tell me that.
Well,
he made out like he'd been winning it every year.
You know the best thing about that Rumble one is as well? So the game actually crashed and we had to restart it. So that he only got in by default. So that he shouldn't even have won it.
This fucking guy.
I know.
Keep him on the door. Keep him on the door.
He's doing a grand job. He's doing a grand job.
On the door. Yes. Keep him there.
He's welcoming everyone in.
Away
open arms. Loves meeting everyone. It's a really friendly face to meet with as soon as you're here.
Yeah.
It's lovely.
He's a good lad.
He is.
Is this
the Gavin Spence podcast?
Yes, it's not about Gavin.
I think there's another unnamed podcast that he's on. So
yeah,
let's not advertise that.
I don't know.
Not at all.
Not heard of it. I think it's probably shite.
Yeah, probably.
I get the vibe. It was bad. So same. So it's been 7 years since I've been here.
I mean, we're in the same venue.
It's wild.
And I had, so Stu, who helps me like run the event.
Yeah.
He was saying Gary better have brought. I was like, I know you're Gary Dutton, right? But I'm like, Gareth. Is that your official name?
It is. I'm sorry.
Right, it's fine. But would you rather I call you Gary or Gareth?
Do you want the backstory?
Yeah,
it's very short and boring.
That's fine.
So at uni when I was 18, I had a mate who was obsessed with Lockstock.
Right, okay, yeah.
And there's a scene in that where there's the Indian guy and they call him Gary because they can't say his real name.
Got you, okay.
And the Scousers. And they get him, I can't remember the scene, but they're trying to get him back in the car and they're going, Gary, get in the car, Gary. Gary, get in the car, Gary. Gary. So he started doing that one day. They started calling me Gary instead of, because I've got my chav roots. I used to be called Gaz. I used to have my hair like this. The old, with the bowl cut. Do you know what I mean?
Yes. Classic.
But so my wife still calls me Gaz. They'd be like, Gary. And then he started introducing me to new people as Gary. This is Gary. And so
then it's just
like,
stuck?
Over time, I went from going, it's actually Gareth, but nice to meet you.
That wasn't until today that I thought about that. And
yeah.
I was like, wait, is his name not Gareth?
I know. And over the course of, what am I now? 41. 23 years, it's become a massive problem.
More than half your life.
Yeah.
You say massive problem, you're rocking it, so that's fine.
So it's like Gary, Gareth, and people are like, oh, what do I call you? So I don't really mind now. I don't know either. Do what you want. But, it's my own making, really.
Right, okay, there you go. So yeah, we're here for Glass Games.
Yes.
And yourself, your backstory. I like this. This is your podcast, but we're exploring your roots.
Yeah.
That's good. I love that. So I was... What I was saying before I got off on that tangent was when I was speaking to you, I said, oh yeah, like Gary's want to come up and he's want to like interview and all that kind of stuff, chat about Glass Games. He was like, he better have brought his camera because I want a good photo, display photo of me under like a blue light, is what he said, which is what you did 7 years ago.
Yeah, I did.
I had hair back then. I don't now.
You don't want it.
Is that testament to the event? Probably not.
No.
Probably genetics. But here we are.
Here we bloody are.
Yes.
No, so how many years in total have you done this now?
So this is coming up on 9 years, like later this month. I was saying this to Stu earlier, I was like, yeah, next year's 10 years of Glass Games. Like, there was a little bit of a gap between 2018 and I think 2020, just before COVID.
Yeah.
So
That's amazing.
There was like a little bit of a gap, but it's kind of been going most of the time.
You're not going to tell me, but have you got any plans for the 10-year anniversary? Gonna go big.
Not officially, but like me myself, I'm like, we can't not.
Yeah.
Like we I don't think we could have a 10-year event here. No offense, Drygate, if anyone's listening from Drygate.
Yeah.
I would love this venue, it's great.
Yeah.
But when you're putting up tickets for sale and they sell out like an hour after going on sale, it's
yeah.
like, and for the 10th event,
Yeah.
Like, we're comfortable here. Like, we know what we're doing. We can run it. Like, we know it like the back of our hands.
Yes.
Kind of thing, all that stuff. But, yeah, it'd be good to have a big, like, get everyone up. So many people like yourself from, as we would say, down south. See, whenever I say down south, people are like, oh, but I'm from Birmingham or whatever. I'm like, to us, that's down south.
Yeah, yeah.
Anything below the border is down south, right?
That's going over. They go, no, hold on.
Yeah,
a minute.
Totally. And they're like, wait a minute.
Well, I'm officially down south now, so that's fair
there
enough.
From the south.
Because this is like the south. This is like, this is Raw.
Yes.
This is Weekly Raw. 10 years, you've got to go to Madison Square Garden.
That's it, MSG, we're there.
Even if it's just in spirit.
Absolutely, like we've tried things like this before, right? Where we basically hired out an event, it was Trades Hall in Glasgow, and it was basically, I was intending it was one room, but then it turned out it was sort of like, oh yeah, you've got the bottom room, the middle room, and the top room as well, so it was like three floors technically. But what they didn't tell us was in the main hall they put up all these flags and all this stuff. So like we rocked up on the day and we're like, this is a gaming event. This looks like, I don't know, a Masonic meetup or something like that. Like, yeah, what are you? Yeah. This is like a cult he's doing here. But like that scale of event took so much work. Like we hired in arcade machines, we hired pinball machines, all that stuff. It was amazing. But that was like, that was just before we kind of went on hiatus for a little bit because it was like, yeah, this is quite a lot. This is quite a lot kind of thing. But in terms of big plans, I would love to, but I cannot confirm nor deny.
No, of course not. Of course not.
We're only like, we're doing kind of like two events a year, and this is the first one of 2024.
Yes.
Still sounds wild saying that. But we'll see later on this year what happens, and then obviously for
How long have you been doing two a year?
So I think when you were still kind of here, it was like bi-monthly in a sense of it was every 2 months.
Oh, right.
So, like, maybe not as regular, like, whenever we could get the space, but it's sort of like life gets, like, not in the way, but, like, life takes over, and, like, it's good kind of twice a year because it's good to sort of meet up and all that stuff. Like, maybe if it was too regular, people would be like, oh, I can just miss this one. I'll get the next
one. Yeah, you've got to get that sweet spot with Steve.
Yeah, totally. So, I feel like one earlier in the year, one later in the year is perfect. Like, it gives people, like yourself, like the. What we're saying, again, see, I just go off on tangents. Like, people down south, aka England, Wales, over Ireland, people from Germany, wherever else. People's even came from Finland before. Someone's here today from America.
Oh, really?
Like, yeah. For, like, that's the live, awesome. The Two Good Boys live show, for Glaze Games, hopefully. No, they are. But, yeah, like, it's just got that reach in it, especially if you've got... Like, and this is all because of Twitter. Like, I'm pretty much sure I said the same thing to you the last time. Like, this is all the Scottish online community, but it's like the wider sense as well. Like yourself, like other people have came up from elsewhere around the world. Like, it's just amazing to see, and it's genuinely one of the things in my life that I'm most proud of, for sure.
Yeah, you should be, man. And I do love that. I call it the Scottish Games contingent.
That's
right?
That is.
You've got everyone who's sort of, you know, you've got. Separate projects between you, but you always sort of coalesce and come together, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was saying about this is, I think this is from the thing the article from ages ago, but I love that thing where, like, down in London, you've got games things going on, but it's too spread out.
Yeah.
It's too, like, obviously there are some things that are nice, but there's different ways. You can't form it around area, the community. Whereas here, you get that. Closer knit thing where everyone's doing something of quality in their own way, and everyone comes together and does things for each other and around each other and with each other, and it just creates such a stronger identity and really fucking good stuff. And it's always been that way.
Yeah, it's sort of been like, it's always been such a nice event to be part of, and again, very proud of it. But it's sort of like. One thing I think, like, a lot of this stuff is the stuff that I use on a daily basis. Like, I'm not rocking out with the rock band guitars on a daily basis.
Yeah.
Like, but, like, my Xbox is over there, my living room TV is over there, and, like, really, the amazing thing, the amazing thing is that, like, in all the time that I've done this, I can't remember having anything stolen. Like, it's just, just having that, like, that's not an invitation, by the way. if they're like, yeah,
you
come
can be the first.
Come and try, but no, it's just like having that really nice, positive community, and it's an event for anyone and everyone, no matter what part of a kind of positive community you're from, like that kind of thing. Like, it's open to anyone. There's
great.
No judgment at all. like everyone's just treated as equals, like all that good stuff. So yeah, just
love I love it, man. Me too. I bloody love it. Yes. I also love these CRTs, man. Yes, please.
Yeah, yeah, listen, well, I mean,
how hard are they to source and all that sort of
so
shit?
So we normally hire our CRTs from someone on the other side of the country, which Scotland isn't that big. So it's like an hour away from where I stay.
Right.
So it's not bad, but yeah, like it's not something you can go, yeah, I'll just nip upstairs and get the CRT. Like I'll go up and get, like before we've had Sony Trinitrons, which very heavy. Like I think we had it maybe one or two events and we're like, we cannot, like I'm talking about a big Sony old school TV. I think I actually left that TV here for like someone who worked at Drygate because I was like, I'm not taking this home.
You and can have it.
I bet he was rubbing his hands, but like, yes. But I'm like, if I'm using this at an event, I don't want this.
No.
I can't cart this about.
No.
Like,
no,
it's
no.
the dream TV. And like, looking back, I'm like, oh, that would be amazing, but.
It's fucking wild.
I'm not like, it's bad enough. So like, a few years ago, we got a Street Fighter 2 arcade cabinet. I think that must have been after.
Yeah, right? I think so.
So that came from. There was an eBay listing in like Portsmouth or something like that, which had Street Fighter 2 arcade Maching. Not even machine, it was Maching. So the story for that was, someone was like renovating a house, or like builders were renovating a house, and they found this arcade machine, and they basically just put it up on eBay, right?
Right.
And then paid however much for it. Came up, worked all fine, all good. It is from like 1991. Like it is. Electro coin or something like that, I think it is up the side of it. But trying to get that from my house, it's in my dining room, to here, on a, like, even twice a year, is an absolute pain in the arse. Like, that's how it's like, it's not here tonight. One of the events, two events ago, I think, it actually broke the kind of money dispensing, like, oh, you've got so many goes at Street Fighter, the button actually broke.
Oh, jeez.
So, it's just like, yeah, this is more hassle than it's worth, so... that's retro collection for you.
Yeah, balancing all that is just a madness, totally. Isn't it? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, man, Simon, I'm going to go and get a couple more, as they say, Vox Pops.
Yes, lovely stuff.
From the crew.
But yes, it's been good catching up with you.
I'm glad to be back. It's the best. Listen,
it's great to have you and great to see you.
Good to see you, buddy.
Yes.
On Mike Hogg.
On Mike. Yes.
Big cuddles.
Lovely stuff. Get the voices right in there.
I will, buddy.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
I think I've probably known you. I've known you for quite a while, haven't I?
Well, definitely. Last time I was here, 7 years ago.
Jesus.
Because, well, nearly 8 years just before my second was born.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
It's fucking mad.
It's just weird when you have, like, wee events like this or anything, and you just gradually see people, not necessarily get older, but everyone's, like, aging through all these different stages with you. And it goes from, like, the first one of these I went to was the first Glez Games.
Oh, right.
It was a back room of, was it the Griff? It was a pub in the south side of Glasgow.
Yeah.
It was the back room of it. And now being like, oh, it's like this bigger community event. But also thinking I was like, I don't know, what age would I be? Like mid-20s, very little responsibility. And now I'm like, I think I've had two beers. That's maybe enough now because I need to be aware on Sunday to do everything.
Right,
I've got hoovering and ironing that needs done tomorrow.
You're looking at what time is it?
What time can I FaceTime my daughter? Not so that it's so close to her bedtime that she gets so excited, but... close enough so that it's about that area of bedtime. I've played at least one video game this time, so that's pretty good.
That's good.
Good for me anyway.
I haven't played any yet. I'll get there.
I played Bushido Blade.
Bushido Blade here now.
Bushido Blade's there. I got horsed at Bushido Blade.
Oh.
You don't get fighting games like that anymore where it's one hit, one
it's
and done.
The best. I'm dying for it to come back.
I don't understand why there's not more. Because like obviously I know like games like Tekken and Street Fighter are so big. The only other kind of one-hit fighting game I can think of is what was that dueling game? What was that called? Remember it had a weird name. Everyone loved the first one but didn't like the second one.
Dueling game.
It was like you'd duel, you'd fence against.
Oh, fucking Nidhogg.
Nidhogg, yeah.
Yeah.
That was like folk loved that, and then the second one came out and it was like interesting but not as appreciated.
Do you know why? Because the first one was that had that indie vibe to be like, this is a bit silly, it's funny that you die in one hit, ha ha ha.
Yeah,
right.
I love that.
Well, Bushido was like, no, it's not funny.
No, Bushido is very serious, and like it's the one game where if someone does something underhand you feel very much like, actually that was not the art, that was, you're not following the Bushido code.
Fucking,
here
you can't just throw Bushido, but you don't realise how much that invokes my fucking nostalgia, the back of my fucking head. We used to play, me and my mate,
finished school.
Mm-hmm.
You live down the road. You come over. It's 3 hours of Bushido Blade, baby. And it's three repeats of Nine Inch Nails' Pretty Hate Machine.
Yeah.
Over the top of it. Music off in the game. Pretty Hate Machine. The fucking In the Bamboo Wood.
Oh,
fitted
yes.
Perfectly. That so soundtrack good. Fitted like, well, yeah. like a fucking glove. No, but I think it's like it's kind of the definition of a cult game, right? A BT, yeah. a triple B. Fucking whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Because it's just... I loved it so much. And you're right, I'm surprised it never came back because...
Yeah.
It's great, isn't it?
It's like, well, they kind of did with Kengo.
Listen to me.
Kengo was kind of like a close spiritual successor, but not as much.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, there's something, I don't know, just the immediacy of it, and just that it was like, right, yeah. one like fail, and then you're punished for it, and yeah. then you're into the next yeah. round. Whereas now, I mean, I don't play a lot of online fighting games because I am bad at them.
Yeah.
But it was the kind of game where you could chip away and get a wee cheeky win.
Yeah.
Occasionally.
Yeah.
And that was enough to get you played for another hour.
Yeah.
To try and win again.
Yeah.
And it just is so, I don't know, atmospheric.
Yeah.
And that's not something you get as much in fighting games, no. I would say. You get a lot of games that have lovely backgrounds, but actually having that sense of danger where you're actually running away from someone because you're like, right, if he hits me, that's me away.
I'm done.
Whereas you play like a traditional, well, like your say your Street Fighters, Tekken's,
yeah.
you don't quite have that.
Because I think they're tied up in the esports vibe, isn't it? So
yeah, I mean, you could not have.
Yeah.
I mean, Bushido Blade esports would be great because it would be over in about an hour.
Yeah.
You could have the heats, everything over in about an hour. Yeah. Everyone can get home early, right? I thought you're competing. Oh, no, I've won the trophy, and I'm home in time for lunch.
It's so many advantages. I can phone the girls in between.
Yeah, I can be like, you know what? That was a quick ride. All right, fair enough. Get home, get Gladiators on. You're like, right, this is magic.
Oh,
you've been watching new Gladiators.
Been, yeah.
This isn't anything to do with Glaz games, but it's so good.
Don't know about you. No, it's fine. Don't know about you.
Yeah.
So girls are 8 and 12, right?
Yeah.
They don't give a shit.
Oh, really?
What happened was, slowly over time,
yeah.
I came to quite a slow realisation over three episodes.
Yeah.
Me and my wife that we're watching it on our own, aren't we? And yeah. we are. We're just like, fuck it, we're still watching it. We
all right,
it.
My daughter loves it. She's 7
she?
And she loves it. Who's your favourite? So my favourite male wrestler's Giant. Wrestler. Giant. Gladiator, sorry.
Yeah, I mean,
Giant.
It's the same vibe.
I think in an alternate timeline, Giant would be our king.
Yeah.
He's huge. Who would beat Giant?
Our king.
He's so good. He's like, because his head is like a guy you would
what
see.
What time period are we on about?
Just any time period. Like, you watch him and his head is like, he looks like the kind of guy you'd see out wearing River Island, like, just out having a drink, taking a bump of cocaine or whatever on the toilets, whatever. And just a regular Rylan-esque guy.
Really brings beautiful the old teeth. School. Yeah, yeah,
beautiful
yeah.
teeth. But then he's got the body of, like, someone who, like, Arnold Schwarzenegger, but, like, fuck me, he's a big guy, isn't he?
You know what I love?
He's great. He doesn't do any of the fast stuff.
No.
But he doesn't need speed when you've got that strength. And then my favourite female gladiator is Sabre because she's Scottish. And that's what I'm sticking to. But that's she's my daughter's favourite as well, again because she's Scottish.
Sabre's the one, mate. Sabre's the new Jet.
Sabre's definitely got she's got chutzpah.
Yes.
She's coming out, she's obviously living up to it. And that's
what
I like.
Yeah.
I like what's the other one?
She's
There's
really
one
good.
Guy that looks like he's at like works in chartered banking. What's his name? Apollo. It's Apollo. He's just got like kind of almost like you can imagine him having emo hair.
He looks like a big boy. He's just
yeah,
a big
no, he
boy,
looks like
isn't he?
Just a big. He looks like you'd work with him,
yeah.
And then you'd find out he's got like, oh, I've got an extreme hobby.
Yeah.
And he's I'm a gladiator. Monday to Friday, he's telling about mortgages and investment options, and then Saturday he's like, actually, I'm away to go and I've got my Pujo stick, and I'm away to go and it's brilliant, so good.
In
I love
between sorting out the accounts, he's doing a bit of hang tough practice in the gym.
Yeah, it's like, oh, so the quarterly reports are in, and also I'm going to be doing. I can't remember any of the other rounds actually. It's just Pujo stick just sticks in your mind. But
you
I'm going to be
though. The one they haven't brought back is the pyramid.
I know. I think the ones they've not brought back are the ones that are like, yeah, it's too dangerous.
Too dangerous.
It's the
mind
same.
You.
Is that what's the one with the metal ball? Was that pyramid? You know the one they used
no,
to get
that's
in the ball.
I can't remember what it's called.
They've not brought that one back.
They've not.
But then they've had folk come back and be like, was it a semi-finals, quarter-finals, a guy who limped out and he's like, I can't he do it? I was like, fuck me.
That's why part why I love it. Yeah. Sabre fucking grabbed that lasso, the GD on the edge.
Yeah,
it's really
the
high
edge.
Up.
Yeah.
Gave her the fucking full German off the top of it.
Some of them really
did the shoulder.
Yeah.
I was like, yes,
and they're like, oh, they'll go quiet. I love as well how the gladiators now will sometimes be like, oh, he's a great competitor, we love him, blah, blah, blah. And it'll even show them in the dressing room pretending to be like, oh, you did so well. And I'm like, this is wild. Like, it's such a, like, nice thing. But every time they cut to it, you're like, there must be a script supervisor being like, right, I need you to say this, this, and this. You can't just be like, why, that fucking guy kicked me in the face or whatever.
So good, man. So fucking
and Viper
good.
Just being like mean for no reason. Brilliant. Love it.
I love Viper because so I went and stayed with my mate who lives in Cambridge because I had some work up there. And this little lad is 8. And he started talking to me about gladiators.
Yeah.
And he went, he's dead serious about it.
Yeah.
And I was like, I love this. Because he got fully worked by Viper. And he said to me, oh, what do you think about Viper? I said, oh, he's a bit of a bad lad, isn't he?
I love that.
He said, I hate it. He said, you know, he's cheated in every game so far. I said, he has, hasn't he? He said, yeah, he has. Because yeah. I hate, he doesn't appreciate the opportunity he's got. You know, people would love to be a gladiator. And he's there just like wasting it. I'm yeah. like, that's amazing.
I love it.
Fully pissed off. I was like, oh.
It's like a wrestler thing.
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
like, imagine always getting dragged into the HR department every week. Viper, I'm so sorry. We've told you again and again, you cannot do that. As if they're not like being like, right, okay, I need you to act like a right dickhead right this minute. And do this and do that and get the crowd up and get them excited. It's just wild to think it's real.
You just put an image in my head of the guy in HR at your work being the referee from Gladiators. You've harassed people 2 times this week.
Viper, it's time for your quarterly review. You've not caught anyone on the edge. The only thing that bothers me about it, like outside of the like the Viper thing, whatever. No, I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that. Yeah. But it's like, how did people come into the first episode have signs with the wrestlers' names on it? My assumption is that those are family members of the gladiators, because otherwise fake. How do
they
you
made
know
them up
I love
already.
I love Sabre, and it's like, you don't know Sabre for Andy. You've not
well,
seen him
well
do
that
anything.
Is that's the magic of TV, Scott,
is it? Yeah. I imagine it's either family members or the work experience people are locked in a room and like, right, you make 10 Sabre posters, you're making 10 like, I was going to say Electro, there's not somebody good Electro, is there? 10 Fury posters and
make sure they look a bit
posters.
Shit.
Aye, look, make it look bad.
Yeah.
Make it look like a 7-year-old did it.
Scroll.
And then they hand them out. Do you want to support a male gladiator or a female? All right, there you go.
Yeah. Hold these up, yeah.
But I like it. Wait, there's Fury. Is Fury the rugby player?
Fury's the rugby player, the deaf rugby player.
Aye, she looks like she'd batter the fuck out
she's
of
belted.
It.
She's
but she's
brilliant.
So nice, though. And yeah, she's just yeah, talking, yeah. She's like, oh, the competitors are great. But then you see her, like, almost choke slam some 5'6" woman, and you're like,
that's
fuck
what
me.
That's what we're like up there.
Yeah.
That's what we're like. Over there, or down there for you.
Yeah,
you know
I mean, some of them are so small.
Yeah.
Like, some of the people competing, they're like, oh, yeah. I'm 5'6". Yeah. I'm 5'7".
Yeah.
And you see something just get picked up and thrown about, and you're like, it's not worth it.
Sorry.
Or the guy who was like, oh, my grandpa, and I'm like, get out, you're not going to see 70.
Please don't die.
Leave him be.
Let's leave him alone.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the gladiator section.
Yeah, so video games,
yeah.
They're all right. I've not said who I am. BitSocket, what a thing I used to do. We did a couple of live, 2 or 3 live shows, I think, before the different GLES games.
Yeah.
It's just a nice thing to do before an event. Like, you've kind of got an audience who are like, well, they play fucking, they play video games
no,
anyway.
No, don't worry, this all is right. The sweariest podcast, don't
They
worry.
Play effing video games anyway. And so you kind of feel like you've got a bunch of folk that'll turn up anyway. But that was really nice to see, like, because I know Guy and Barry were kind of a bit trepidatious, a bit nervous about it.
Yeah.
But again, I think doing it in this way, you don't have to hire your own venue and then hope people will turn up. You're like, well, there's people built in who are already part of, they enjoy what you do, they're part of this community, and it all kind of feeds in. And I think, like, the sign of this doing well is the fact that every year they've done it, almost every event sells out. Like, it sells out super fast, and there's never any bother, there's never any, like aggression. It's everyone just enjoying, having a good laugh.
Yeah.
I think that's super important. I think, like, that's the foundation of a good community, is people who can just get on. Like, there's no...
It's really good.
Yeah, it's just nice. Just a pleasant place.
It's that tight-knit form there, which you don't get in London town.
Yeah, that London.
Because, like, there's good stuff always going on, but they just... There's just something about it where the critical mass of it here is just right. It's just
I think,
right.
I think if this became, like, bigger, say they hire a big hall, I think it would lose something of the immediacy of it, and I think like the community aspect changes, because suddenly, obviously you'd love to see as many folk as possible enjoying something, but there is something about like it gets so big, it changes what it is and how you approach it. Like, I mean, like, for example, back in the day, the Eurogamer Expo down in London and how that felt, and then as it got bigger and bigger, and you're like, it's great, but your connection to it changes. Yeah. You feel like you're more at a, not in a bad way, you're more of a corporate arranged event, and that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't feel like your connection to other people is the same there. It's more like, right, I'm on a wee bit of a conveyor belt, let's get through this and all that. Whereas you won't necessarily bump into the same people all the time and all that.
Yeah. It's hard to recreate that grassroots feel down south.
Once it's gone, it's gone.
As a fighting game fan, I do get flavours of that down south, because it's always going to be grassroots, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's doing quite well, and even though there's been like recently a Street Fighter 6 Capcom Cup's £1 million for the first prize.
I think they've got that. No, I think they've got £1 million for
still
the prize here.
Surely. Oh, yeah. I was gonna say.
I think they've shown the Mario Kart trophy as a joke, but it's £1 million you win for winning it. Yeah.
I know there was a USB cord underneath one of the seats for a...
No, it was an AV, a 1.5-meter AV cable.
That gold plate makes it £1 million, that's
well,
it.
Well, that's it. That's what you want. That's got a better signal, I believe, through your television.
Oh, Scott, I'm going to leave you to have a final... Is this? I love this little... I was just saying, a cheeky half.
Well, no, that's a full-size pint. I'm just a giant. Yeah, a wee half pint. I'm only a wee guy. So.
Just from my perspective, innit? We're just half pints. Yeah. No, Gary, that's a normal size.
If I grab it, you're like, oh, shit. Actually, sorry about that.
Thank you, Scott. Bitsocket Scott.
I suppose so,
Lovely to see you. I suppose so. If you want
to.
That's
what I get my daughter to call me. She's like, Daddy, and I'm like, call me Bitsocket Scott. For God's sake.
Now, listeners, we are back in a wet, dark, quiet corner of Edinburgh of the evening. Made my way back on the train from Glasgow and said goodbye to everybody. What a lovely time that was. Absolutely delightful. Seeing old friends I've not seen for years and years, apart from online, of course. But it's lovely to see him in person. I felt at home immediately. Just really good people. Now I'm nearly back. Crossing the old cobbled streets. Turning into the road. Aside from the odd Saturday celebrators, there's a nice quiet energy to this part of Edinburgh. The sound's just slightly muted by the rainfall. Soothing balm for my ears. Gives me a little rest after the roars and cheers of the Tekken 8 tournament, where someone won an Xbox branded toaster as first prize. It's been really nice. I was slightly apprehensive of taking such a long journey away from home, because I'm a bit of a softy family man. I miss my girls. But it's been so good to see everyone, and it's been made so nice by them and by the people at Glass Games and Simon and everyone that was there. Just lovely to see him. What a warm, lovely feeling and a great night. And no, I'm not drunk. But it'll be nice to get back to the girls and see them tomorrow. So for tonight, we sleep. And listeners, I'll see you in the morning.
I'm gonna die.
Right, that's me off the bus. Back just a street away from the house. Oh, if I sound tired, that's because I've just done, I think, about 8 hours of travelling in total. But quite honestly, it didn't feel that bad. It was definitely worth it for the day at Glez Games. If you can, you should go to the next Glez Games that you see, because it is just the best. You know, I went there 7 years ago, and I was really blown away by how nice that community is. It's such a welcoming, inclusive atmosphere. It's really special what Simon's built up there. And if you can sort of justify going up, maybe turn it into a visit to Scotland in general, something like that, you won't be disappointed and you'll have a lovely time. So go and follow Glez Games on Twitter as well, and just on social media, so you know when the next one is. Because you have to get a ticket, because it is very, very much in demand and sells out really quickly. All that's left me to do is cross the street, ring the doorbell. And be greeted by the children lovingly. A huge welcome home for Dad. Hello. Okay.
What's that?
What's that? It's a microphone. So welcome home, Daddy. You are the best dad, actually. Okay, not committing to it. Go on, shut the door for me. Okay. Give us a hug.
Oh, I love you.
Oh, I love you too. And say bye.
Bye.